T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And I am reading, Patty, over this, partial study in process on immunity to COVID-19. What are researchers finding here when it comes to potential immunity that we have from this coronavirus?
Well, we're learning, and that's a good thing. And what this particular study, and again, as you indicated, it's still being peer-reviewed, and the research is still going on, is that we don't know how long our immunity is going to be after someone is infected. Is it a short time period? Is it a lifetime period? And we still don't know. But people have to remember that, obviously everybody wants to be able to have a vaccine, or if they've had it, they never are going to have to worry about it again. But that's typically not what we see. If we think about it, when you have a tetanus shot, you usually have a booster every 10 years. If you travel a lot, you have typhoid shots, and those, I think, are 2 to 3 years. It's not uncommon to have a booster or to have our flu shots we have to have every year. So, they're learning about this, and that's better for us in the long run.
Is the hope here, Patty, that this could be something like, for example, chickenpox? If you get it once, you don't have to be concerned about getting it again. Is that sort of a best-case scenario?
Oh, sure. It's one of those things where, absolutely. The ideal is if somebody were to get it, they would never get it again. But there are cases, and even with the chickenpox, I know people who have had it more than once. And a lot of that is your own personal immune response. How much of an immune response did you have? And so you have to be careful a little bit about that. And what they're finding is that may not be the case. And in fact, there are cases that we're starting to hear that they've not only had it once, that they've had COVID-19 twice. And so those are the types of things that we're learning about this virus, which will help them in both the strategy on how they develop a vaccine, as well as how they treat it. And so it's all good things in the long run. We just want to have it once and done, if that's the case, or the vaccine is good for life.
You had mentioned folks who have had COVID-19 more than once. What do we know about these cases? Is it not as severe if they get it a second time, or do we know much?
I don't know much. That would most likely, that would come out as case-by-case basis. What we've seen in some other things, it is all across the board. Sometimes it's just the same. Sometimes it's in other diseases, it might be a less severe case. And sometimes, I'm sure in rare cases, it's also more severe. But for COVID-19, we don't know yet. And so, again, we're just still learning. It's frustrating for everybody from that standpoint. But on the other hand, we are learning, and that's a good thing.
Is this one of the most complicated scientific puzzles, Patty, that our researchers have faced in a long time?
I would have to say no and yes. I don't mean to be flip-flopping. Think about HIV and AIDS. I mean, we've been working on a vaccine for how long? And so HIV was a very complicated, puzzle, if you might say. This has been complicated, but if you think about it, the time frame that we've been dealing with this is not that long compared to something like AIDS. And the flu, I mean, they have this puzzle every year. The response from the standpoint of the scientific community worldwide has been unbelievably phenomenal, but it's because of the immense impact that we've had, or that SARS-CoV and COVID-19, that virus has had on the world population. You know, we want to be able to treat it. We want to be able to protect against it. We want to be able to respond to the pandemic. And so you've got the whole world responding to this. And I think what we're going to see is unprecedented response from a standpoint of how quickly they come up with these types of solutions.
We do kind of live in a society where we want resolution and we want it now, and we realize that's not always the case. And you had mentioned, you know, booster shots for various things. Once a vaccine is available, Patty, is it possible that we may need a COVID-19 booster shot every now and then?
Probably. Yeah. You know, if you look at, even if you go out to CDC and their vaccine, they have a website where they'll talk about different vaccines and recommended boosters. What's surprising, and I learned, one of the things I learned about when I was when I traveled quite a bit, is like measles. People don't, if I got a vaccine or I had the measles back years and years ago, I don't need it anymore. But there's actually a booster recommendation periodically, or at least once when you're older. You know, the boosters for, I had to get a yellow fever shot to go into sub-Saharan Africa. And that's a 10-year shot. So you have to get it again if you're going to need to go into those areas again. So it's not uncommon to have boosters in vaccines.
And the form of COVID-19 that exists today here in mid-July, has it mutated to the point where it is quite different from what we were dealing with several months ago?
You know, I think they have two main strains that they talk about, the Wuhan China strain, or the strain that came out of Wuhan China, and the strain that came out of Europe. And I believe that the mutation that they're talking about is in one area. But I may be wrong on that. But the interesting thing is that, you know, that's what our scientists are really looking at. And they still are very, very optimistic about being able to come up with a vaccine, which is, that's a really good sign. And what that tells you is that maybe some of these, you know, the fear is just what you said, that it's going to mutate into a situation where a vaccine would be very difficult to come up with. But what we're still hearing from our scientists who are right there in the labs researching this is that they still believe that the way that it's mutating will still allow us to come up with a vaccine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.